You know what it's going to be up there at the deer camp?
Coming up? Monday, Tuesday?
1 degree. One. One.
You ain't going, are you?
One. One. Yeah. Well, I got to go up there and drain all them stinking pipes.
Oh, you ain't got to do that. They'll be busted when you get there.
Yeah. It's just up below Lake de Grey.
Oh, yeah, because
Under Hot Spring.
Tuesday, I'm supposed to be hunting in Carlisle. What's that going to be? I bet that's going to be cold. Carlisle, Arkansas. I get there on Monday night.
Oh, yeah, you're going to catch it just right.
It's one.
Yeah, yeah.
With a high of 21.
That's right.
It's 1 degrees.
One.
Monday morning.
I ain't go.
Is it Monday morning or Tuesday morning?
1 degree.
Tuesday morning will be.
That'll be Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Somebody fix freeze their butt off.
Not me.
It's going Wednesday.
They can have that.
Wednesday is going. Yeah. It's going to warm up to 43 Wednesday. Somebody, 32.
Somebody says freeze their tail off 1 degree.
It says
34.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. It's going to warm up to 34.
I remember when we was on the Rio Grande, it was 6 degrees that out there. And it was a different cold, though. It wasn't a wet cold. It was dry.
One degree is cold.
Six wasn't. I was shocked.
Oh, yeah.
It says it's supposed to rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to Louisiana. Yeah. We have ice. We don't have snow. Let me tell you what you don't want to do. You don't want to eat them, what did I just eat?
Wasabi peanuts.
Yeah, and peanuts. Wipe your eyes.
No, I told you, that, hey, as soon as I cracked the shell.
My right eye's on fire.
Yeah, something's wrong here because it was just a fireball.
Yeah, that's my right eye
but
right
hey,
now.
Then it's gone. I said, this is so weird.
Well, welcome back to the duck call room.
That's what you don't want to do.
That's it. Rub your eyes after eating wasabi peanut, boys.
That's wisdom.
They're awesome.
Every once in a while, we're just having a conversation, and Hunter realizes he just hits record.
Yeah.
And then he just
I like it. Well, Goblin, welcome back.
Yeah.
Man, thank you. Good grief.
How long you been sick?
I was sick for 3 days.
For 3 days?
It was.
Well, you got over it before
I ain't
come
crapped
back,
on myself so much since I was a baby.
Oh, good grief. Hey.
Well, that's graphic.
Did anybody clean you? Or did you have to clean yourself?
I had to.
He had to clean himself.
That's pitiful.
Turn on the shower.
That's it. Turn on the shower.
But a bidet
this
is
was,
weird.
I don't know what this was. And throwing up. I don't throw up ever.
You puked?
But you did this time.
Yeah. Paul was like, you got something.
Oh, you got one of them stomach viruses then.
Oh, well, it was worse than that.
3 days worth?
Yes.
Oh, you had it going out both ends, huh?
I was so weak. I was weak as a kitten. Yep. Go sit on a commode, trash can in your lap.
Oh, wow.
Did you how much weight did you lose?
Oh, I dreamed I lost less than a thousandth of a gram. I was like, OMG.
He dreamed it.
My man just said OMG. Did you see the look on his face?
I did. What happened there?
He said, OMG.
I figured you'd appreciate that one.
Yeah.
So you dreamed you didn't lose any weight.
How much weight did you
lose? Less than a gram.
5 pounds.
5 pounds? Oh, man.
Hey, I didn't eat for 3 days.
New year, new you. Right. Good. I mean, that's where we're at.
I mean, a lot of people do something crazy to start off the year.
You get something when you're in the woods.
I don't know. I'm just trying to. So, how many times did you soil yourself?
That's not.
Probably about 5. Heard the expression, don't trust a fart?
That's absolutely.
It. That's a true statement.
Yep.
I thought people just saying it, you know, ha ha for a joke.
No, it ain't a joke.
There are times in life when you cannot trust one.
Yeah.
So it took you 5 times to come to
no,
that.
No, it's like, look, no, This,
how big is your house?
I think I'd have figured out after at least just 10.
That's why Paula said you're a hardhead.
This deal was like, I'm not going to give you a cramp to warn you that you need to go sit on the pot.
Yeah. It just happened.
You're just.
It happens to people.
And pouring water, I'm sure.
No. Oh.
Did you get to the point where you just had to pat?
Bidet would have fixed
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was no more wiping.
I was after the second day.
Yeah. I should have brought you some of Jackson and them's cream over.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't going to apply it to you, but, you know.
No.
We always go back to bathroom humor and things.
This isn't even funny, though.
This isn't even funny.
This is just sad.
I mean, this is, I never had anything like this.
I mean, my man sold himself five times. That's terrible. Mm. That's a bad deal.
It's bad.
That's right.
You do not want this.
Yeah, you had a bad, bad stuff.
And it just come on during the night.
And then it just went away?
Not till 3 days.
3 days.
Did you eat or
three
drink?
Days,
I tried to eat. Paula made some soup one night, potato soup.
Potato soup's good.
I tried to eat that one night. But
a lot of dairy in potato
wrong
soup.
Wrong soup. Wrong soup. Anytime you're sick, get chicken noodle soup.
I did that too. I tried that.
That didn't work?
She made tomato soup one night.
Chicken soup didn't help you? You bound to felt better.
Whatever this was.
Chicken soup wasn't out of
it. It said, I got something for that chicken soup.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, there you go.
Like, it's fixing
normally,
to
leave. Hey, if you feel bad or got any kind of upset stomach, chicken soup will settle it down and take care of it.
Yeah, it'd be.
That's why I eat a can, like, you know. Oh, I eat, you know.
You'd have to go in the bathroom.
Two or three cans a week.
And just sit there.
Whoa.
No, I'm serious.
You just pop two or three cans of chicken noodle soup a week?
Chicken soup a week.
No. How many meals you eat a week that come from a can or a jar?
You're rich.
I actually eat a lot out of a can.
Did nobody tell you that you're rich?
And look, if you open my cabinet, there's what? A case and a half of chicken noodle soup.
So you go to Sam's to get your soup.
Yeah. Yeah, they buy them.
Why?
He gets
because chicken noodle soup is healthy.
Yeah, but you could like get it from a like any restaurant.
They don't know
how to build it.
Nope, don't know how to make it.
Over Campbell's?
I'm telling you, nobody makes chicken noodle soup as good as Campbell's.
You are eating canned chicken that is cubed. I'm not positive it's chicken.
Oh, no, it
is. Close enough. It's close enough.
I ate enough of it.
Cubed ham, man. Are you really about to judge him for this?
No. Hey,
I've never seen a ham in the wild.
Cubed ham. Oh, no.
Tell me about it.
Trust me when I tell you.
Cubed ham rules.
I mean,
cubed chicken, I'm off of.
Hey, trust me when I tell you that cubed is chicken.
Okay.
Okay.
But, like, why?
You can't fake that. Okay. Chicken noodle soup, you can't fake it and you can't match it.
But what I'm saying is, like, why not run by Chick-fil-A and say, hey, can you give me 3 gallons
of
chicken noodle soup?
No.
And then you pay, like, extra for it and then throw away the other 2 gallons because you're sigh and life's still the same.
No.
And you're not eating Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Y'all are real big on Chick-fil-A.
Because you can't put a case of that in your pantry.
Yeah.
Hey. But, I mean, just go send somebody. You're sigh. I'm against canned soup.
No, so you can't be against that soup.
Whenever I was in college and I made $5.15 an hour.
Did you eat romaine noodles?
No, I was a chunky soup man. I loved chunky soup back then. And then I tasted regular soup that was just regular because I
which ain't no good.
More no, it's way better.
No, it ain't no good. There ain't no flavor to it.
No flavor.
Chicken noodle soup. If you want chicken noodle soup and it's half the flavor, it's got to be Campbell's. Got to be. Okay? It ain't none of them out there even close to it.
Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious. I'll tell you what you do. And I'll pay for it. You go and you buy every chicken soup there is available.
Oh, I am in. And you're going to blind taste them?
And you know, you eat them.
No, you eat them.
No, I don't want to eat them because I ain't going to eat but one. If it ain't Campbell, I don't eat it.
Here's what we should do then. Let me get 3 chicken noodle soups. You blindfold taste them and tell me which one's Campbell's.
No.
Clearly Campbell's is going to be the best.
Oh, no. I'm not going to waste my time eating the other two. Okay, because I know Campbell's is the best, okay? The rest of them don't have any flavor.
I'm going to have my wife make chicken noodle soup.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to waste my time, son.
Okay, so you can have
she going to make that bread
Look,
with
this
it?
Is like, let's see, oh, yeah. This is like
she would, but not anymore.
Omega XL.
What?
This is just like Omega XL. This has got 100 years of research and development.
And they ain't changing.
Okay? And ain't nobody ever beat them.
Martin, are you not going to back me up at all?
You're not a chicken soup man?
No.
I'll tell you what I used to like. What was that?
In a word, no.
You know what I used to like? A long back when I was little, they had chicken and dumplings. But the dumplings was a little round ball.
Mm-hmm.
Them things was good.
Campbell's made chicken and dumplings?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, you put that up against a lot of other stuff. They was good.
No, no.
I don't eat many meals from a can.
You don't?
No, no. That's well, just like, hey, that's you, just you like, don't do okay. that
anymore. And I mean, it's like, I don't, like.
Here's another thing that has been tried and tested by years and years of research and development.
Marlboro Reds.
No. Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. Hey, did your mom and daddy make you eat it when you were sick? Hey,
anything you had any kind of cold, flu, or anything like that,
yeah,
you fixed to eat some Vicks Vapor Rub and get it rubbed on your chest.
And you know what? The same people probably own both of them at this point.
And the other one was.
Because they taste the same, too.
Yeah. You know? And the other one was castor oil.
Oh,
that was another. That. Hey, that was another major medical breakthrough. Okay. Castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
If something ails you, hey, you fix these.
Then they figured they can put it in engines and run them.
Hold on.
Campbell's.
Well, hey, if it'll run an engine without it breaking down for 100,000 miles, guess what it'll do for a human being?
That's right.
Hey, you get 100,000 out of you.
Whoa.
That room for room.
So, have you had SpaghettiOs lately?
SpaghettiOs? Uh-oh.
No.
SpaghettiOs.
No.
Like, 6 years ago, my kids had SpaghettiOs, and I was like, you know what? These are awesome.
They eat them cold?
I can't wait to try this again.
Open the can, just start eating them.
Oh, no. That's
cold.
That's one of them.
Cabinet cold.
Yeah, that's one of them. Okay. Yeah.
What about
spaghetti?
What about
SpaghettiOs?
That's by Campbell's.
Look, I said chicken noodle soup.
That's it? That's the only one?
That's the only thing I'm giving a stamp of approval on is chicken noodle soup.
I'm bringing three soups into this room one day.
What about chili? You got to have, when you have them gourmet hot dogs, you got to have that chili out of a can.
All right, time out.
He says,
we got to take a break.
Why we got to take a break?
Martin said he's had enough.
Because we're about to talk about chili from the can.
We're going down this road. We'll be back.
We've gone too far. I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
You stay in the can for chili?
No, I don't go. in a can for chili.
Yeah, you do.
So you'll eat chicken noodles.
You do when you eat them gourmet hot dogs. You do.
No, I don't. Yeah, I make my own chili.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I do.
When we have him down there, it's Hormel chili.
Oh, you talking about Phil's house?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, if I'm at somebody else's,
so I've
hey,
always
you,
been
you gotta
interested.
Eat what you eat.
So
you
know? You're a Hormel guy?
Yeah.
I'm a Hormel guy. How come that rack of Wolf chili even exists? Do people eat that stuff?
No. That's just for decoration.
I'm going to come out. I have to be honest here.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've eaten a lot of Wolf chili back in the day.
Really?
Wait a minute, Wolfie.
Isn't Wolf the one that makes the chili that they call hot dog sauce or something weird?
I believe so. And if you are ever in a situation where you need just to feed a lot of people,
yeah,
a block of Velveeta,
yeah,
a pound of breakfast sausage,
yep,
and a can of Wolf chili and a can of Rotel,
and just keep on trucking,
and just you'll end up like Godwin was last week, but.
That sounds like a Woody Robinson.
I'd say if you had used Hormel, you wouldn't have had that problem.
I was thinking that sounds like a Woody Robinson recipe.
But when the Saints won the Super Bowl, I was cooking that every weekend for everybody.
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, yeah.
Hey,
also, I ain't buying chili in a can no more. I've made it.
All right, so can.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
I just got it. What else you eat? So you eat chicken noodle soup.
Do you get, like, chicken out of the can for recipes?
The chicken in the can?
Yeah.
The stuff that smells like cat food?
I don't do much chicken.
No, he's a
big fan. No,
I
don't.
He's a
because of chicken. Salmonella.
Salmonella.
Yeah, I don't do much chicken because of that.
You'd rather have E. coli?
Well, I'm just saying.
He ain't worried about E. coli. He's just worried about salmonella.
Yeah. That's it. He likes Campbell's chicken noodle soup because he's against fresh chicken.
No. Hey, I like Campbell's
salmonella.
Whenever I've got something wrong with my system.
So do you eat the regulation chicken noodle, like in the white and red?
Yeah.
Like just the little noodles.
It's regular chicken, Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
It's the noodles and the little cube chicken, and that's
cube
it.
Chicken. Yeah,
it's
that's
chicken.
It.
So do you eat like the chicken and stars? Like you know they make the.
Oh, I forgot about them.
No.
Them are good.
No,
yeah, see? They are. It's the same material.
No, it ain't.
Yeah,
no.
It is.
Okay.
Same thing.
No,
same thing.
No, it's same.
Just different little different look.
Hey, no, that's for kids. Okay,
do you still eat a jar of olives a night? Do you still eat a jar of olives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you open one of my drawers in the cabinet,
you know,
it's two things in there. It's pepper sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the rest of it is olives with jalapenos.
You know, I think you will make it to 100.
He will.
A lot of preservatives in there.
Because as much salt as you take in a day, you're going to be well preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I'm just saying.
Between the chicken noodle soup, Mr. and Mrs. T's. The olives.
And when they dig them up 100 years later, it'll still look
the same. Don't knock Mr. and Mrs. T's.
I'm not knocking at all.
That thing is that's what got me through COVID-19. Is, all I could drink, I didn't want nothing to eat. And the only thing I drank was, I told Philip.
So salt,
I said, hey,
and Mater.
Go get, and he brought me, what is it, V8?
Yeah, trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
Made by the people of Campbell's soup.
No. Well, they brought that in there, and I said, Philip, what did I tell you? I said, this is junk. And he thought I was joking until I chunked it in the trash can. I said, now, go back to the store and get me, if it don't have me, Mr. and Mrs. T.
Chunk it.
Chunk
which we then
no,
got.
Get it. Yeah, and then we
75 gallons.
I said that on here. I said that on here, and look, they started coming in by the gallons.
I'm aware. It all came to my office.
Okay. And look, I still got some of it in my cupboard.
Well, you know, the good news is not going bad.
Well, I was just fixing it. Hey.
Ever.
When I need it, I just put it in the refrigerator, get it ice cold, and
there's more salt than that stuff.
I'll kill that gallon.
I tried that one day on here.
Mater's is for hamburgers.
You gotta acquire. It's like wine.
I don't know why you drink it.
No. It's like wine. You gotta acquire a taste for it.
I guarantee you.
I've never acquired a taste for wine. I got a serious taste for Mr. and Mrs. T.
If it's
hey, when I pop the cork on it,
you can drink anything.
When I pop the cork on it, hey, I kill it before the night's out.
First off, that does not come with a cork. It is not near.
Well, hey, I'm just saying, hey.
That's because wine ain't got no salt.
His taste buds are gone.
Oh, that's
no taste buds.
Are you a believer in vegetables out of a can?
No, I'm at the point.
Hey,
right
now, time out now. I eat me some green beans.
I'm a canned vegetable guy. My wife can't stand it.
When you said can, that I had to qualify that. My vegetables don't come out of a can. They come out of a quart mason jar.
What?
That's not a can.
Oh, well, they're canned, but it's in a mason jar.
Yeah, that's somebody grew it themselves.
That's right, and then put it up themselves.
No, I'm talking about if the Jolly Green Giant himself canned it.
Oh, I slapped the Jolly Green Giant upside the head and said, I don't want none.
See, I'm a Del Monte guy.
Okay, no.
Probably more of a Del Monte guy.
I'm a Christine Robertson, okay, we grow it in the garden.
You don't eat green beans?
She puts it up. Oh, yeah. She puts them up.
I'm gonna say.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Grow green beans.
Oh yeah, we grow whatever you can grow in the garden, and we put it up in pint and quart mason jar.
Okay.
For as strong as I am against canned chicken noodle soup, I'm for canned green beans over fresh green beans. It just
they don't get any better.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Oh no, they don't get any better.
Then what?
Then if it's put canned by a human being.
No, by a machine.
See, like a green bean.
Or the human being's punching the button. So,
well, you know green bean fresh is trash because they changed the name of it.
What'd they change it to?
Well, that's what they call haricot vert, right? That's fresh green beans.
Ugh, that sounds...
You know, they don't say
that 10 times.
Wait a minute, what is that you just said? Because that's the first time I've ever heard
it. I ain't heard it either.
So when you go to one of these fancy restaurants and it says, you know, you got steak with haricot vert, H-E-R-I-C-O-T...
Oh, I've never read that.
That's green beans.
Okay, I've never read
that. Why don't they just put green
beans? I don't know why they don't just say green beans, because they're fresh, and you can't, call them just green beans.
Oh, I can tell you why.
You could say fresh green beans.
Because they can quadruple the price.
That's exactly right.
Well, let's take another break. Man, we've stormed through that.
I got to have some coffee.
Get you some coffee. We'll be back on after this. What are you doing over there, old man?
He's writing.
I have finished my work of art. I've signed my name, John 3:16, and then I had on there, John 3:16 was here. I added, Jesus was here. He is coming back.
Is he?
No.
Coming back.
That is true. That is a fact. One that I'm looking forward to.
That's it.
Because you won't have to worry about no duck seasons like the one we got now.
Don't have to worry about no game wardens.
No, we always been joking about the year. They never came. Well,
here it is. It's here, boys.
They better kick it in gear if they're going to make it.
That's right. I don't think it's coming down.
Do you remember? So you've been around longer than I have. I don't remember, I don't think, outside of like hurricanes, where one day the wind blew 30 miles an hour out of one direction. And then the next day, it blows 30 miles an hour out of the other direction.
No,
just back to back.
We used to. It started in September.
Okay.
Everything started in September, okay? Because that's when the first duck that comes south is the blue-winged teal and a few green wings. They would start in September, and the wind would normally... Yo, come out of the north, due north.
That's what I'm saying. We just had a east at 30, and now we got a west at 30.
Most of the time from September till what? Oh, 15th of January. It started, and everything would be either north, northeast, or northwest the whole season.
Yeah. That don't happen no more.
And it don't happen no more.
I know.
It was always, we was always looking for that northwest wind around 35 miles an hour. And when we'd head to Moss Lake, we were talking about, okay, boys, bluebird crystal day with a northwest 35 mile an hour wind.
That's it. That's what they
get. Daylight would break, okay? The teal would hit us and the jacks. We'd kill a few of them. And then about 9 o'clock, we'd look toward a giant cypress tree up north and look over it. And here they come. And big mallard, big greed heads.
I just love to know the fact that you enjoy shooting jacks then as much as you enjoy shooting them now.
Hey, the two
things that fly.
The two ducks that are the most fun to shoot are green winged teal and jacks.
Yeah. Yep. You pull out in front of that lead jack and you kill the last two.
No. If you're lucky.
No, if you're lucky. That's right. That's right. You shoot at the lead duck about 10 foot in front of him, and the one in the back is the one that falls.
Yeah, him sucker fast.
And he'll bounce four or five times. Yeah. Four or five times on the water like a skipping rock.
Like a flat rock, yeah.
Like a flat rock. Boom, 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 boom. The worst ones are is if it's coming right straight at you and you kill him. Because I've literally had to duck, and then all you heard was hit the back of the blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you don't got to go get it.
Hey, well, you don't have to get it, but
it bruised all up, gumbo.
Oh, no, hey, there's been people hurt in their duck blinds from falling ducks.
It's dangerous. Duck hunting's dangerous.
No. You think about it. A duck is okay, but you think about a Canadian honker goose.
Oh, he'll take you out.
You raise up and shoot one of them, and he hits you.
I've seen him fall.
Oh, no, he'll knock you out.
Have you ever been hit by a Canadian goose falling from the sky?
I've had him hit brush me as he fell in the blind, and it knocked me down.
A goose is a big animal.
Oh, no.
Giant.
Yes, Martin?
That's like my favorite day ever.
What?
I haven't had to say anything. It's fantastic. That boy over there been on a roll.
Well, no, but hey, yo.
Look at the glitter in his eye.
You got to think about that.
In his eye.
He had a good night's
sleep. Oh, yeah.
Has anyone ever been impaled by a broken goose wing falling from the sky, though?
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody has. No. Me, I get out the way.
Oh, yeah. They get stuck. And, hey, blood is everywhere.
I'm
serious.
I have seen them idiots try to catch them and then get a bone poked through their
head. No. Yeah.
Like, just get out the way.
Let him hit.
Let him hit the ground.
Yeah, because
catching them's fun, though.
Well, I've never done it. Most people don't realize.
You got a bone through your hand.
Yo, you kill a big goose, Canadian honker, like 40 yards high.
That's a lot of weight.
Well, hey, he's folded and coming down. Well, the next thing you're going to hear is just.
He had to do two hands with that slap.
Oh, it's a thud, y'all, because you don't want to hit you, y'all.
Oh, man.
The splash is the best part.
And, hey, and don't chase, like some people get out of the blind without a gun and go get a cripple. You just wasted your whole day.
Oh, you got to be
tough. Sport.
It's a mean sport.
Mean sport, he said.
Hey, it is.
It's missiles falling from
them,
the sky.
Hey, it's them. Or it's to get them against you.
Of a hill with your side by side, and it turn over.
Oh, that's it.
You've killed more ducks than any human being to ever live. How many would you say almost hit you?
Oh, a bunch.
I'd say probably at least 100.
100?
Yeah. I've ducked.
That's a low number.
I've ducked 100 ducks coming in after or dead and are just coming in the blind.
Okay.
The best one is.
Never hits you.
No, the best one was.
I've been hit.
I was out on the gun porch. Mac Owens is in the kitchen cooking us biscuits, eggs, and bacon and everything.
That's your uncle.
That's look. And hey,
pride and joy of the
family. Here comes
right
one
there.
Long wood duck, and he's up there. I mean, he's up there high.
And he's moving fast.
So, hey, yeah, and he's flying, and he comes over. I raised up about 10 foot in front of him, and just boom. Yo, I shot. Max got a plate in each hand for somebody to eat. And it takes him about 3 minutes to get out on the gun porch. And then, he sees the woody fall. It took the wood duck that long to fall. That's how high he was.
It took him 3 minutes.
Okay, and he said, good grief, who shot that? And I said, hey.
Wayne called him.
Ain't but one person, son. Kill him that eye.
And it landed on the shooting
board? Hey, it landed in the blind.
And it took 3 minutes to fall.
Owen said, hey, he was up there, wasn't he? I said, he was up there.
How fast do wood ducks fly?
Pretty fast.
Well, They everybody
apparently a lot faster than they fall.
If you look look it up, I think they say they fly like 60.
Uh-huh. But what do you say they fly?
Hey, look on the downhill sail. Oh, they're in 100 miles an hour. On the downhill sail, like a green winged teal on the downhill sail.
How do their feathers not come off when they go that fast?
Well, hey, it is wild that they don't. But if you ever heard a bunch of green winged teal coming down from a downhill sail, it sounds like a jet aircraft coming over you. You'll literally think it
How
is
fast
a jet
does a
aircraft.
Canvasback fly?
Yeah. And then, hey, canvasback, that's the fastest duck on the wing, they say.
Yep.
They say that's the fastest
that's
one.
That's Paula's favorite
well,
duck.
Hey, I clocked a green winged teal, and he was cruising. He had it on cruise control, running 75. Okay, and that's just on a straight. He's like 10 foot above the water. He's going right side by side. I'm in my truck on the highway, I-20.
We get it there.
Okay, and look, he's running side by side, and I look at my speedometer. It's 75 miles an hour. Oh. And like I'm saying, he was on cruise control.
Good.
Because he wasn't even, you know, like on a downhill sail, I'm telling you can double that.
You should have seen some of them woodies this morning in that 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Hey, the first,
oh, no.
The
they first come by me so fast, I couldn't even grab my gun. I said,
that's sporty shit.
No, well, no.
The first time that, I ever
gone.
Went duck hunting.
Not only that, hey, I've had them backpedaling in the decoys with 25-mile-an-hour wind. You know, they're fighting the wind coming in. We shot one time, and hey, they are 150 yards away after we pulled the trigger one time. Because they threw them wings back, and son, they are out of there.
They gone.
So, hey, when they say, I think they say a duck normally flies like 75, you know. Well, I've clocked them at 75. I know they do 75 on cruise control.
Just cruising.
Now, you see them up there when they look like mosquitoes, as you call them, and then they do like them aircraft in the movies. There's the target boys, and they all bail out just.
Yeah.
Well, hey, when they start coming down.
How do they not run into
They're breaking the sound barrier.
I've heard it.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, because it's just a when you hear them come over you.
The first time I ever went hunting down at Phil's, it was with Stone and Cy, and he yelled about cruise control and 75 miles per hour. For a good 60 minutes.
Oh, no. Hey, that's a true story. I actually was on I-20 in the Delta going by rice fields, and, hey, a green winged teal is flying. I looked at my speedometer. He's doing 75. And, look, he's just kind of.
He's just tipping.
He's on cruise control.
Yeah.
Cruise control.
Yeah.
That's
well,
how
hey,
they
if
get,
you've ever watched one come
how
out
they
of the
get
sky,
down here so fast from Canada.
Well, you talking about that. We killed a wood duck. Look, he was banded like 4 p.m. in the evening in Seattle, Washington. We killed him at 4 p.m. the next day on Gillam, Louisiana's old river.
So you're saying in 24 hours that duck flew from Seattle to Louisiana?
He flew.
He took his time.
He flew from Seattle, Washington, where they released him, to Dixie, Louisiana on Red River the following evening in what? I think 12 hours.
Yeah, he took his time.
Yeah, and he wasn't even flying fast.
Is that the one that fell for 3 minutes?
Huh? No, the highest one I ever seen was Jason Robertson killed a, I think it was a gadwall.
Yeah.
With a 10 gauge,
yeah.
How long did he fall?
Oh, I think we counted 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008, splash, 1009, 1010, another splash because he killed two. But this was with a 10-gauge shotgun.
Yep.
He was even fall for 3 minutes.
Well, three minutes, if you fall for 3 minutes, I looked it up, that's 98 miles.
I tell you, Si is the only one that can shoot a duck and kill both of them.
That's right, boys. When I have one.
He's also the only man that cannot shoot and kill three of them.
That's right. That's right, Steve. Hey, I'm the only man known alive.
Stare.
Okay, that killed stare. Three for three with blanks. Okay, because they told me, hey, we put blanks in your shotgun. I said, well, you boys just seen a miracle. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, because, hey, I was three for three with these blanks. I said, that's when you know.
You're good.
You are a true shotgunner.
That's right.
If you can kill three for three with blanks, boys.
With just the wads.
Okay, that's it. Kill them with the wad, boys.
Knock them out.
I've seen that happen before, boys. Bill Robertson put the wad in the chest of a big old Mallard Drake.
Yeah, seen that.
The pellets were gone, but the wad killed him.
Well, the pellets probably went through him.
Well, it did. but the wadden, plastic wadden, was stuck in his chest.
Martin, how do you feel about everything you just heard?
That's just some fundamental mathematics problems with most of it.
Ain't no mathematics problem on that. That actually happened.
Oh, with the wadden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, no. I fixed that. He stuck the wadden in a big mess.
That's when they're tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when they're up there close with you.
Yeah. That's when they're in there too close.
That's when you ain't got to leave them.
No.
You just point it.
You just go, boom.
The widen will go through a drop tile ceiling, though.
It will do that.
Through the ceiling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Johnny D shot a hole in his ceiling.
Well,
wasn't me.
I know.
Desk pop.
Hey, did you kill that termite you shooting at?
The what?
No. Termite.
I just wondered what would happen if you shot a wad at the ceiling one day and was sitting at my desk, so I did it.
He did do it. Scared me to death.
It was somebody cleaning the shotgun that was unloading.
You cut the pellets out,
and
it went off? Well, I guess so, because the wad got it packed.
Did it go off?
It was even extra loud because it was indoors.
Did it go off?
Yeah. It went off.
Lord, did it go off.
That wad went straight through the ceiling.
Yeah, there's a perfect wadden-sized hole where his ceiling was.
That's why
I bet that wad's still up there above that office somewhere.
That tells you.
You already did the ceiling.
If the rattle find it.
That tells you how powerful it is. The pellets are gone. And all that was there was the powder charge.
It's still a projectile.
Yeah. You don't want to get shot by it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, that hurt.
Yep.
But here we are. Hunter don't know what to think today. I looked over at him a couple of times. He's just like, what are y'all talking about?
Look at his eyes.
Well, fast ducks falling.
Yeah. He said, this ain't even leisure no more.
Like, what is this?
Well, he's just putting
little tabs in there.
Hunting is dangerous.
You know? It is dangerous.
Here we go.
You've got a loaded weapon.
Have you ever read Hunter's notes that he takes while we're talking?
I don't know. Some of them I send to him. I'm like, cut that.
No, those are hilarious. Yesterday, he puts "for some reason" in there a lot.
Hey, they always cut the best stuff.
My notes are to keep or for fun for me and for whoever else reads them.
Yeah, no. We know what you're doing over there, Hunter. Today's for sure says he's now we're talking names. About canned green beans for some reason.
We got canned green beans.
My notes say duck hunting is dangerous. Geese are dangerous. Being impelled by geese is dangerous. Being attacked by geese is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
And look, they're destructive as they all get out.
They'll bust your eardrums.
Anything.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's a Canadian.
That's Canadian.
Look, he's mad at you right now. He's hot.
When they destroy their own habitat, you know they got an attitude problem.
Yeah. That goose was just so mad he was getting after you already.
That's right.
You just put him up there.
He was trying to whoop that little pretty wood duck.
28,000 emails? Really?
Quit looking at my stuff.
Really?
I'm just trying to match the amount of claymores it's going to take to get rid of the geese.
Oh, no. Hey, guy. You just
reminded me of something. No. We got to go. We got to take a break. We got to get in the emails. No.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break.
All right. We'll be back.
Oh, good. Y'all just started something there, boys.
Emails. hello@duckballroom.com is the email address. Johnny D, what do we have in there? Well, Goblin's back. Surely there's something that we've been saving for Goblin.
I did have something I was saving for Goblin.
That's right.
You got to go through all them emails.
I got it. I'm going to go to that one second. But Goblin, have you heard of whole body deodorant?
Whole body deodorant.
Have you heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
I feel like that's something you would be in on.
I just do it under my arms.
See, but now they got whole body deodorant.
I got that.
But Cassandra emailed in and told me that that is for women, for underarms, and other places.
No.
But Cassandra, no, they make it for men now. That's so right. I need to clear that up.
That's
it,
right. It's called the bod.
No, it's called, I don't know what it's called, but.
Hey, mine's called the bod.
That's gross.
That ain't gross. I've been told by thousands of women that I smell.
It's a whole body deodorant.
Yeah.
Imagine just lathering
it
up.
Is it a spray? Yeah.
No, it's a lather.
You put it on while you're taking a shower.
Yes.
Mine's too.
It's a great system.
Well, that's just mine's a scented too. Soap.
Bourbon deodorant.
That just sounds like lotion.
And the bod.
Never mind.
Just a
scented
soap.
I thought it was a good idea. That lady's been on the TV 1,000 times lately. Okay. We're not worried about it. Anyway, Amaya has a question specifically for John Godwin.
Okay.
Throughout your podcast, it has been stated multiple times that Godwin hates the cold.
Water.
Yeah, you're not ice. Afraid of cold air.
Ice.
No.
No.
She got a coat for that.
She said.
A coat of many colors.
She's wanting you to look into this. You may be allergic to cold water.
Oh, I am.
And you might not think that's a thing, but her mom's allergic to cold. But basically, if you have allergic reactions to the cold, you might like, do you get rashes and stuff if you're in cold water?
No. I just, my muscles lock up.
So, he ain't lying.
He ain't lying.
It's like, if I would get in cold water, it's just like a surge. It just, I just, you can break me in half pretty easy.
He got a phobia.
And he goes, argh.
So is that, do we think that's allergic or just a phobia?
I don't like it.
It's a phobia. A fear of the cold.
I jumped in my parents' pool on New Year's Day. It was really cold.
Stupid.
I'm agreeing. I'm not even going to argue.
He ain't denied it.
So do we think he's allergic to cold or just not into the cold?
No, he's not into the cold.
I don't like it because it just hurts.
It's a fear or a phobia.
He's not scared of it. He's he don't like it.
Hey, he's just scared of it. He don't want to get cold.
If I was scared of it, I wouldn't be a duck hunter.
That's why he wouldn't go out on the ice.
That's a good point. He duck hunts 60 days a year, so he's not afraid of the cold water. He just prefers not to be around
it. I don't like
it. He prefers to not be in it.
I don't like
it. Hey, you can go from that to fear.
Yeah.
It ain't but just a short distance between
fear, paranoia.
Yeah.
Fear, well, everybody paranoia. Else is going to say, you know how them Robertsons are. They're going to make up a story.
Yeah.
Hey, I like snakes. I don't like snakes. You know why?
You scared of them.
I'm scared of them.
That's fine.
I got a fear and a phobia of snakes.
When Amaya brought up that her mom was legitimately allergic to cold.
Oh, okay. So this was
like,
a medical
cold.
If it gets cold,
it's a medical statement.
She has medical issues. Yeah. And I was like, maybe. She was just wanting to check in on Godwin, make sure that wasn't his thing.
No, that ain't what happened. My muscles just lock up. I mean, it don't last a long time, but it just hurts.
I still go back to that day me and Godwin were at the gym together showering, and something happened and the hot water went out.
Yeah,
we're in separate stalls, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to tell a story, man.
But I'm just saying, we
I remember
out.
A couple days ago when me and Godwin were taking a shower together.
I can see it.
Okay, there's a little Robert. It wasn't a couple of days ago. It's been like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
For one.
We worked out,
and we were taking hot showers, getting ready to come work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Side by side in different stalls, and the hot water said, whoop.
Yeah.
And now
go. And I was like, man, that's cold. And next door to me, I heard, and I was like, what in the world?
He said, a bear is coming to the next stall.
Then he did it again.
Yeah, a bear is coming to the stall
so,
over there.
So me, I had to know. So I peeked my head up over the stall because I'm 6'4". And Godwin, just like he said, it locked him up. He couldn't reach the faucet to turn it off.
Oh, it hurt. Now, I may be something.
That's something.
You probably do have.
Because my muscles.
So, I mean, he could not reach up, turn the faucet off. So I reached over and turned it off for him. And I was like, what in the world? Are you okay? He said, that cold water, man. And it went from like a hot shower to,
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm talking about cold. It was cold. It was cold now. Oh, yeah. I mean, I ain't trying to sugarcoat that or downplay it or.
Oh, no, I've been there.
Nothing. It went from really nice shower to cold. And I was like, because when it hit me, which wasn't no big deal, I was like, oh, man, I just reached up there and turned it off real quick. I was like, wow, that's brisk. That'll wake you up. Yeah. But Gavin was so locked up. And where it was hitting him was like beet red. It was like
you might have some.
Because it was like hitting him like right here, right there.
Because I feel like I wouldn't like it, but I'd be like, okay, let me turn this off real fast.
The rest of us can reach up there and just slap it off, slap the water off. But Godwin, I mean, he had just like his fist clenched. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
When I was in college,
it hurts my back.
When I was in college,
it is painful.
Yeah, he tenses up so much.
That's not good.
I see it.
You might have something.
It was wild.
He's allergic to it.
When I was in college, my buddy would always be singing Stone Temple Pilots in the shower, and it'd drive me crazy. So I'd get a bucket of ice water and go throw it over the shower. If you did that to Godwin,
that's hateful.
It's hilarious.
No, that's hateful.
I'd kill you.
I would never do. That's what I'm getting to.
Once Godwin got warmed up, he'd be dead.
Yeah, you think it whooped.
Now you probably got 5 to 10 seconds to get a really good head start. But
that's funny.
Godwin, what would you do if you just stand there taking a hot shower? Somebody dumped a bucket of ice water on you.
They'd know who I was.
Folks, y'all can't see his eyes.
You can't say
There's
that.
There's anger in him.
Don't want to throw cold water on this man.
It's a hypothetical situation.
We would have a discussion.
No, never throw a snake on you, cold water on you.
You're risking getting hurt,
and that's a good way to live.
No, I was walking towards Si with like a 12-15-inch water snake, little baby, and he pulled his shotgun out on me. Never mind.
I don't care if it's a grass snake. Yeah. I will shoot both of you.
Yeah, he wouldn't kill.
I really
don't
care. We're not throwing snakes at anybody.
He wasn't kidding about that. When I moved that boat and that little snake come crawling out from under and I grabbed it, started walking towards him. All I heard was, ch-ch-ch. I was like, uh-oh. No, never mind. Joke's over. No more joking.
Yeah, ain't no more joking there.
No joke zone here, boys.
Yeah.
Homie don't play that.
Mm-mm. Anyways.
I just don't. There's nothing.
Is there something that would set you off like
that's the biology.
Cold water or snakes.
Spiders.
Yeah, I don't like spiders, but I mean, I don't care. Like,
if somebody were to walk at you with a spider, would you threaten murder?
He would back up.
I'd be like, keep that thing to yourself.
Well, hey.
Especially one of them big old hairy tarantulas.
Hold on.
Like, that got hairy?
Yeah.
No, not only that, they got spiders that'll bite you.
People eat them.
No, that's bad business.
Yeah.
Anything that'll bite you and it'll rot out.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, like a spider, like the reason that they don't bother me so much, you can step on him.
You're faster than a spider.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
But that's why I don't like horses.
You don't like horses?
You're not faster than him?
I like to be the highest thing on the food chain wherever I'm at without a weapon.
Yeah.
Horses, I'm not. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
They'll throw you off, I know that.
That's why I'm not getting on one.
Yeah, I don't trust them. Mm-mm. They got that weird look on their face.
Boy, I fed. We had a horse.
It's very long.
And Paula was chasing them cans. He was a nervous horse. We'll say that. I fed him sweet feed for a week, and we went to a roping, and she was out there in the arena, and that thing throwed her off. Oh, she's mad.
Oh,
well, I had one jump out from under me.
A horse?
How does a horse jump out?
Oh, he will.
He literally, I think the belly strap broke. I'm not sure.
So you was just left there with a saddle?
No. Look, I'm going to tell you how fast this horse was. The guy that owned the horses, I'm on the horse, he's telling me how to ride. Well, I've been riding since my child. I just got tired of it, and I just kicked the horse from both sides. Well, hey, the next thing I know, I'm still in the saddle, and I hit the ground, and I look, and the horse is 1 mile away going across the highway.
You fall as slow as the duck.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm yelling out. Hey, as soon as he jumped on his horse, a big red roan, he caught him, come back, checked it, and then resaddled him, and I said, hey, let me get back on him. He said, oh, no, we fixed to go to the barn. I said, no, I want to ride that. I said, I just got the name for that horse. He's what? I said, Lightning. I want to ride him.
Ride the Lightning.
Hey, because that sucker can run, buddy.
Him
he won't let me ride him.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, go ahead, hey, Johnny D. Send us out of here.
Matthew 10:42. I did not know this was a verse until about 10 seconds ago. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Don't give Godwin a cup of cold water, but other people might want
to give him a cup. Don't give him a cup.
Just don't splash it on him.
Just don't pour it down his back.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't pour it on him.